You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome on in, folks, to our Tuesday, July 1st edition of Sports Talk, heading into the second half here and just a couple weeks away from the start of Saints training camp. Thank you, July. I know the heat is out in full force already, but with that heat brings Saints training camp, so it's happy times. We're also talking about a lot of NBA doings going on between free agency. As you heard Charlie also mention in the Sports Flash, we got the Pelicans preseason schedule today. And with the two games in Australia, Charlie, how are we going to do this with staying up for games? The first one Friday, October 3rd, 4:30 in the morning against Melbourne United. And then a Sunday, October 5th game, a little bit easier, I guess. Southeast Melbourne Phoenix, a 1:30 a.m. tip-off.
I'm reading that it's 11 p.m. for that second game, Steve, on Saturday night. Is that incorrect? Regardless, they're
I'm seeing here on the Pelicans website,
okay,
4:30 a.m. Central for the October 3rd, and then 1:30 a.m. Central on October 5th.
Yeah,
either way, the time zones are really going to mess us up down under.
And I get that it's kind of fun to go do, like, I don't know. It's not in the same vein of the NFL trying to go to Europe and even moving to Brazil and doing stuff in South America and Mexico City and trying to move a little bit more international. Basketball is an inherently international game. It's grown internationally in recent years specifically. If you're talking about the greatest players in the league currently, a majority of them are international guys. Granted, most of them are from Europe. I know Shea's Canadian, stuff like that as well, but yeah, going to Australia is pretty fascinating for the preseason. It's a fun little thing. The issue is that, as you mentioned, it's going to be really late nights / early mornings to kind of keep up with it. But then they come back to the States, and then they have their game in Birmingham against the Houston Rockets on Tuesday, October 14th, which is going to be at a normal time, 7 o'clock. And then October 16th, they go to Orlando and wrap up their four preseason games.
What do you notice about that schedule?
No games in New Orleans.
No games in New Orleans Smoothie King Center.
That definitely popped up on my feed a little bit, people questioning why. And in reality, like,
it's just preseason, right?
It is just preseason.
How many folks are like, oh, man, I got to go see the Pels preseason game tonight?
The two games in Australia are cool, for sure. They're going to be a pain to keep up with once we get to that point in October. But then you're playing a game in Birmingham, the home of the G League Birmingham Squadron, which I feel like they do every year. I don't think they did it last year, if I'm remembering correctly, but they do it most seasons during the preseason. And then their last game is on the road against Orlando. So it's four preseason games, and then you dive into the season. And, you know, it feels like when we're talking about the preseason for basketball, it's a lot shorter than the other leagues. Like the NFL preseason seems to last forever. Once we get to it, you said we're in July, Steve. The Hall of Fame game is this month.
Right.
July 31st. I mean, it's going to be coming up pretty soon here, which is
nice
crazy
to know we have
about.
Football this month.
I know. It's a heartwarming feeling for sure. But then you get to the preseason of football and you're like, all right, when does the real thing start?
Always.
It's like spring training for baseball. Like, oh, baseball's back. And then you're just like, all right, when does the regular season start? And it's like these month-long processes. For basketball, as you mentioned, early October into mid-October, it's like a two-week stretch. You play four games. You have the preseason stuff. I know that there's also technically like the summer league that we've talked with Joel a little bit about last hour.
That's in what, 2 weeks or next
that's
week?
That's also, it's a week and a half from now. It's okay. First July 10th. And that's also basically a 2 week stretch in Vegas, maybe a week and a half, basically. So every league has it a little bit different, but basketball's preseason, I definitely respect how short it actually is.
No, definitely get those games out the way. Get to the real deal and not worry about having guys get hurt, especially with this Pel squad. Looking at some of the news around the NBA today, let off this morning with the big one of Dame Lillard, no longer with the Milwaukee Bucks. He's been waived by them and now is a free man, able to sign wherever he wants. Be interesting to see what happens there. But a guy that is expected could possibly miss the entire upcoming season, so I don't know how quickly teams are going to be chomping at the bit to try and get Dame on the roster.
So Dame Lillard is, I'll double check here, 35 years old.
Right.
Coming off a torn Achilles that happened in late April. And I know that we've talked a little bit, Steve, about DeJounte Murray's Achilles tear that happened in late January. But there's still some hope with DeJounte being younger, obviously, than Dame. But also with the injury happening basically 3 months before it happened with Lillard, that DeJounte could return for the 2025-26 season. Dame Lillard, I don't think there's really any question that he's not going to play basketball this upcoming year. So if you are the Milwaukee Bucks and they came to the decision that they were going to waive him and stretch, it was the stretch and waive thing, like I had mentioned that Bobby Marks from ESPN had a great piece on, the largest in NBA history, that they're going to stretch it out over the next 5 years and pay him $22.5 million per year. For him not to play on the Milwaukee.
Yeah,
Bucks.
I love how you put it. The new Bobby Bonilla day. We can add the Dame Lillard to that now.
But like Bobby Bonilla is getting paid like $1 million or something, right? Like it's a goofy kind of thing. $22.5 million of their cap space, which is like 15% of the cap, is going to Dame Lillard to not play for the Bucks. That's insanity. Now, obviously, they did it so that they could have the cap space to be able to sign Miles Turner.
Right.
They brought him in on a massive deal, like I had mentioned as well, 4 years, $107 million. To kind of poach him from Indiana, and he goes to Milwaukee. And I know that that was kind of a surprise because they're rivals. They played in the playoffs this past season. I don't think either fan base likes each other. And after basically spending 10 years with the Indiana Pacers, Miles Turner hopping ship to go to the Milwaukee Bucks, where he's going to get a nice payday from them. And the fit with Giannis is really, really good. You like kind of how it projects there. But basically, to be able to make that move, they had to cut Dame Lillard and do this entire process where they're going to be paying him that much money for the next five seasons just for him not to play with the Milwaukee Bucks. So it's a really, really interesting storyline to follow. Definitely the biggest news of the day so far in free agency. It's been a little bit slower, I think, than day one, which is always the case, Steve. Like day one, everything kind of pops off, and then day two, it slows down a little bit. But the Milwaukee Bucks, yeah, making that decision to sign Miles Turner, who was one of the biggest free agents on the market and a great fit for their team, and then also making the decision to cut Damian Lillard and spread the $112 million that he still had left over 2 years on his contract over the next five seasons.
More and more, the biggest question is, what is Milwaukee going to do with Giannis Antetokounmpo? You hear the rumblings that he wasn't happy about this move, waving Dame Lillard from the squad. I don't really get that, just for the fact we've talked about he's not going to be available to play this season. He's not going to do any good to the team.
It's really weird. In a sense, Milwaukee really paid a hefty price to get Dame Lillard in the building in the first place. So you can maybe understand that Giannis didn't like the return on investment necessarily, that they never really reached the peak that they were hoping to reach with Dame Lillard. But like you said, Steve, he tore his Achilles in late April, and he's 35 years old. This is not, you know, an easy injury to come back from, especially for a veteran point guard like Dame Lillard is. You're not anticipating to see him this upcoming season. I was a little bit surprised to see that Giannis was really angry with the decision. it kind of makes sense. Like, if you're going to be bringing in one of the best, this is not a good free agent class. Let's be honest. In the first place, there's not many high-end, talented free agents that every team is going to be clamoring to throw money at. And Miles Turner was one of those top-end guys. And that kind of shows you how mediocre this free agent class really was. But the Bucks got him. The Bucks got their top guy on the free agent market, and they brought him in. They had to do the situation with Dame Lillard and stretching that money over the next 5 years to make it work. I don't really understand why Giannis wouldn't be happy with that, because they're adding a good piece to maybe make a playoff push in the weak Eastern Conference with Miles Turner, because Dame Lillard's not going to help him next year.
I'm just wondering, is this an excuse from Giannis and his camp to help push that trade to get him out of there?
Maybe so. And I respect Chris Haynes. I trust his reporting on the whole thing with Giannis not being happy with it. So I think it's legitimate, Steve. And we'll just kind of see how it evolves over the next maybe week or so.
It's wild, though. We've talked about this kind of through text and, you know, just around the office here. The East is so weak right now. Milwaukee has a good chance to, you know, with Giannis leading the way, to be a true contender, to represent the East in the finals, for crying out loud.
I don't know if I would go that far, but at least be a playoff team. I mean, be a team that's in contention in the Eastern Conference, because the bottom half of the East is so abysmal, where you have Washington, you have Charlotte, and you have the Bulls, who are just directionless.
Boston's been selling.
Nets. Yeah, in Boston, Jason Tatum, another player that suffered an Achilles tear in the postseason, questionable if he's going to be playing next year, so they're moving pieces around. They're not going to be as good. Like, the top of the East is Cleveland, New York, even, like, the Pacers you can't really throw in that conversation because of the Halliburton injury.
Correct.
And then Miles Turner moving on. And it's just like, who else do you really put up there? Like, the Pistons maybe make a move after they kind of made the move this past season. Maybe they take another step. Orlando bringing in Desmond Bane, they're probably going to be in that conversation. But outside of that, it's not much that we're working with here in the Eastern Conference. Milwaukee can easily be a playoff team, in my opinion. So I will see what happens with Giannis. If he decides to request the trade, that's obviously going to be a major storyline to follow for the NBA offseason.
But if the Greek freak does end up going anywhere, please don't bring him to the Western Conference. We got enough over here.
I'm tired of it. The West and the East gap is way too massive. And so I do not want to see him coming over here. At the same time, part of me still believes that it's all going to be good there, that he's going to stay in Milwaukee, the team that drafted him, and that the Bucks are actually going to be able to convince themselves, hey, we can stay competitive in a weaker Eastern Conference and maybe be a postseason team.
Another big one from today was the Shai Gilgeous-Alexander 4-year Supermax extension for him. That's going to pay him $285 million. So that wasn't a surprise at all. You kind of would expect that coming for the MVP.
I saw a ESPN stat that Shai making $71.25 million average annual value is the highest contract as far as AAV goes of any of the four professional sports leagues.
Right. I just saw an NBA history.
It's in NBA history, but it breaks Shohei Ohtani's $70 million average annual value with the Dodgers. It breaks, you know, Dak Prescott making $60 average annual value in the NFL with the Cowboys. And then I think the NHL was like Leon Draisaitl for the Oilers, which was like $14 million. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, $71.25 million average annual value on this Supermax contract. He cashed in, man. Finals MVP, regular season MVP, first championship in OKC Thunder history. You know, they were always going to give it to him, but it's still pretty eye-popping to see that number.
Right, and the numbers just keep on rising. If you want to sound off on the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talking text line tonight, folks, 504-260-1870. We're going to take a break. When we get back into the flow, we're going to talk to the Athletic NBA writer Will Guillory, joining us, talking about all things going around in the league. Also, a ton of Pels talk as well. Be right back with more sports talk. Stay tuned here on WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Back here on Sports Talk, we believe in the power of being everywhere. Listen to WWL anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app. Tune in, and now on the iHeartRadio app. Get the shows you love and the local content you crave on Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or the TuneIn apps. We are everywhere, folks. Now getting on to the NBA draft talk with one of our favorites, Will Guillory from The Athletic, stopping by. Will, how you been doing, man? I know it's been a busy week or so.
Yeah, man, it's the busy time over here on the NBA side of things. So it's been crazy. It's been not as crazy as some people expected, but still a lot of unexpected things going on the past couple of days for sure.
Yeah, going from draft night until even last night with the, you know, acquisition of the Kevon Looney for the Pels, I just feel like there's been a lot of hate around the organization right now. I kind of understand the trade more than the, you know, discussed around the addition of a veteran center that can do some dirty work for you, give you some quality minutes, and be a nice rotational piece. Just curious on your overall thoughts on the Pels' addition of the former Warrior.
No, I think it's an excellent move by Joe Dumars and the front office staff. I mean, we already knew they needed one more big after getting Derek Queen, bringing back Eve Misi and Carlo Mackovich, of course, and just having a guy who can come and bring that championship experience, but also be a mentor for some of your younger bigs. You know, people out there with the Warriors talk a lot about, you know, Looney's presence in the locker room, how much he helped some of those young guys over the past couple years, and I think that was a big reason why the Pels targeted Looney with the thought that he can help some of their young bigs come along. I think he's going to be a big presence for this team. And also, we know this team fell off a lot rebounding last year. That was one of the worst parts of the team. And we know Kevon Looney is a guy who just eats up boards on both sides of the court. So I think he kind of fits everything that they needed, and he got him at a pretty decent price.
Yeah, $8 million a year for a rotational center. And I'm right there with Steve, Will. Like, you see Kevin Pelton from ESPN giving the Pelicans a D grade for this. I don't get it at all. Like, I know that Boot Crew had a post about this, their center rotation from last year to this year, where it's like Daniel Tice and Eve Misi in his rookie campaign. And then you go from that. And there's been also a little bit of debate, so I'll get your thoughts on this as well. I think that Looney's just going to be a rotational big. He's been reliable as all get out over the past 4 years, playing basically 78 and a half games per season for the Golden State Warriors over that stretch. And he's going to be someone that provides about 20 minutes per game for you at the five. And having the quality big minutes behind someone like Eve Misi, who's going into his second campaign with the Pelicans, I think is super, super critical.
Absolutely, and I think some people were questioning whether he might come in and be a starter. I think, you know, it's definitely got to be Eve Mesi in my mind. I think a lot of people are kind of sleeping on how good Eve Mesi is and how good he was during his rookie season. You know, I got big expectations going for him in the year two, you know, building on his body a little bit, adding to some of his game. I think he's due for a really big sophomore season, and I think, you know, having Looney in there to kind of compliment him and some of the things he does, obviously having that connection with Jordan Poole, former teammates with the Warriors, they can operate a little bit with those second units, having that familiarity together. And, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, don't realize, you know, we've been watching this guy for so long that he's still only 29 years old, right? He's not like a super old guy. So I think, you know, he's a guy who could be a part of this thing for the next couple of years, and you're not worried about him kind of falling off a cliff, kind of like Daniel Tice was last year. So I think they feel pretty good about where he is. You know, obviously his minutes were fluctuating out there in Golden State. I think part of that is just their style of play and you know, their struggles just finding spacing around Steph Curry. But with this team, man, I think he's going to fit in really well and kind of provide everything that they need on and off the court.
Well, we had you on before the draft, and you had mentioned to us about some of the prospects. The Pels could be a good fit here, or they'd be interested with that number 7 pick. And you mentioned Jeremiah Fears. Just curious how you think that – what do you feel about Fears fitting in with this squad? And, like, how many – do you think, like, immediately make a, you know, impact on this squad or kind of be – more off the bench guy, and I can't see him as maybe getting that starting role right off the bat.
Yeah, I thought it was an excellent pick. You know, I was screaming the whole way through the draft, just take whichever one of the guards fall to you, whether it was Trey Johnson, Con Knipple, or Jeremiah Fears. I think all of those guys are super talented. I think Fears is probably the one out of those three who I would say probably needs a little bit more time to develop and grow. I mean, he was one of the youngest freshmen in America last year. Coming into college, he's still only 18 years old right now. So he needs time a little bit just to develop physically, mentally. I think it's going to be important for them to get him around some of those vets in the Pelicans locker room. But I think when you just watch him play, man, his skill just jumps off the screen, his ability to make plays off the dribble, just his comfort in pick and roll situations, knowing how to take advantage of angles, space. He can hit shots from all over the place. I think that's the big question for him coming in as a rookie. How is he going to be as a three-point shooter? You know, whenever you're playing next to Zion Williamson, that's the question for everybody is, can you make threes? Can you space the floor for Zion? But I think Fears can bring so many other things. So I expect him to get playing time. I mean, they still got, you know, Jordan Hawkins and Jose Alvarado and some of these other guys, and we'll see how many of those guys are still around when the season starts. I think, you know, there's still some moving around that the Pels might be doing. But I expect Fears for sure to get playing time. I would say Poole right now is probably the favorite to be the starting point guard, but I think you got to find a way to get Fears in there just so he can develop, and also I think he'll bring a different dynamic with that second unit as well.
You know, it's a good point, and I wanted to actually get your thoughts on Garrett Queen as well, Will, because with both of these selections, the thing that Steve and I have talked about over the past few weeks with different reporters, whether it be national or local, is Joe Dumars and Troy Weaver swinging for ceiling. With Jeremiah Fears, there's questions about his defense. He's a smaller guard. He had, you know, poor three-point shooting splits. There's question marks there, but then you watch him with the ball in his hands, and he's just spectacular. And the ceiling of this kid, because he's only 18 years old, and he's not turning 19 until October, very, very fascinating. And then you look at someone like Derek Queen, who's maybe a little bit more NBA-ready because despite being a freshman with Maryland last year, he's already 20 years old. He's kind of got the NBA body with a 6'9", 6'10" frame, 250 pounds. And he could be, you know, a 4 for you. He could be a 5 and maybe some small ball lineups, but a super, super skilled big man, especially offensively. And the ceiling for him as well, they're both very tantalizing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Derek Queen, he is just an extremely talented big man. I've been watching a lot of Derek Queen the past couple of days, just kind of taking in, you know, everything he did in college. And I think what you saw a lot from him at Maryland, another Louisiana connection, was he played in the front court with Andrew Reese's younger brother, Julian Reese, at Maryland. And you saw so many times him playing in the high post, Derek Queen, and finding Julian Reese around the basket, hitting him with those bounce passes, lobs over the top, playing that high low game as a 4-5. And every time I'm watching it, I'm thinking, man, how would that look with Zion Williamson down on a low block? How would that look, him throwing lobs to Zion, or him playing in transition and finding Z? And I think that's going to be such an interesting dynamic with Queen, how much they kind of give him the freedom to do all of the things, because he's able to do so much as a big man. And I think he's extremely talented the way he handles the ball and the way he's able to play out on in the open floor where most big men want to be in the paint. I think he feels very comfortable playing on the perimeter and, you know, making plays for himself and others. But the more he can do that, the more I think he's going to bring the best from the people around him. And I think it's going to be fascinating to see how much they kind of just give him the keys and let him roll with that second unit during his first season, because I think he's got a lot of special in him. But I think, you know, again, what they really need from those second unit big guys is rebounding, defense, right? That's the stuff that they were lacking so much last year. So I think, yeah, in order to play for Willie Green, you got to play defense, right? And if you're a big man, you got to rebound. And I think that's what Queen needs to focus on. But, man, when you watch him, he can bring so many other things to the game, and you will love to see him kind of show some of that during his rookie season.
This is a quick follow-up here, Will. You know, Mike brought this up when we were talking with Joel Myers earlier in the show, that we had Coach Boog Sadler, Coach Tavon Sadler, the head coach at Nicholls, on, you know, back around March Madness. He talked about the Crab Five with Maryland and obviously Derek Queen being the main piece of that Crab Five. And he was the director of player personnel at Maryland before he became the head coach at Nicholls. And he's very familiar with all the talented young players that they had at Maryland this past season that made that run in the postseason as well in the NCAA tournament. And he said that Derek Queen is someone that just provides such high upside and star potential. That's the one thing that kept standing out to me. It's just like, for the people that talked about the trade-up that the Pelicans made from 23 to 13, everyone seems to think, oh, it's only that they jumped 10 spots. But Joe Dumars, after the draft, had said that they accounted for next year. And this is just a theory that I have, and Steve and I have talked about this as well, that they probably had Fears one spot above Queen on their board, and that's why they ultimately took Fears with the 7th overall pick. But, Will, I imagine that both of these players, Fears and Queen, were top 5, top 6 players on their board for the 2025 draft. Like, Derek Queen was nowhere near 13th on their board. They loved him, and they loved him for a reason, because he has this super high upside, the star potential, like I had just mentioned, and like Coach Boog Sadler mentioned earlier, too.
No, I think you're 100% right. And I think, obviously, you know, they're getting a lot of criticism over the trade and giving up that unprotected pick next year. And it's a massive risk to give up an unprotected pick like that for a team that, you know, at the very least is going to be in a struggle to make the playoffs this year with so many great teams in the West. But you're exactly right. If you're going to make that deal, you got to do it with the idea that you're going for a guy who you think really has that star potential. And they have tremendous belief in Derek Queen. And you heard it from Joe Dumars on draft night. He said they were trying to trade up for Derek Queen as early as pick number 9. So they had both of those guys right in the same range, and they wanted to go up immediately and jump back into the higher parts of the first round and go and get Derek Queen. And I think that's the big thing with both of these guys. I think they really see all-star potential in both of them, and they really believe these guys can be dynamic in some of the things they could do on the court. Now, finding a way to bring that out of those guys while you also still are trying to win with Zion Williamson, Trey Murphy, and all these guys, I think it's going to be an interesting task for Willie Green, and also the pressure of not giving up a bad pick to Atlanta next year. Right? I think all of that is going to be hanging over this team. But I think, you know, if you just look at it in a vacuum, man, the pre-draft, people were talking about Derek Queen and Jeremiah Fears as both top 10 picks. So you walk away with two top 10 picks at premium positions, at positions where you needed help. You got to feel pretty good if you're the Pelicans, but now it's just a matter of finding a way to develop those guys and win at the same time. I think that's something that a lot of teams will find difficult, you know, prioritizing the present and the future.
We'll round out your thoughts about the draft class. Talking about Micah Peavy, the kid out of Georgetown. Seems like a true three-level scorer, plays some good defense, pretty good rebounder. Just your overall thoughts on what the Pels got in this kid.
Yeah, just a veteran guy, been around, played under several coaches, played in a bunch of big games in college. You saw the gradual improvement in his game throughout his college career. But I think he also comes in with an understanding of how he's going to make his money in the league, and that's going to be defending, scoring in transition, using his athleticism. So he's a guy who can do additional offensive things if you ask him to do it. But I think the most important thing for him is coming in, learning from Herb Jones, learning from Trey Murphy, how to be that 3-and-D type of guy, make those corner threes, be versatile defensively. And I think that's a guy who can come in and contribute immediately, because they're going to need that help on the wing behind Trey Murphy and Herb Jones, where obviously they traded for Sadiq Bey. I think there's a potential for them to add maybe one more guy into that mix. But I definitely think we're going to see some Micah Peavy this year as they figure out that wing rotation behind, you know, their main guys in the starting lineup.
You know, well, I wanted to bring up we already talked about Kevon Looney, but looking a little bit ahead, because we're on day 2 of free agency. you know, are you anticipating any more kind of major moves for the Pelicans? We've heard different things about, you know, maybe that they're pretty content with the roster that they've built for this upcoming season. Others have said, oh, well, there's probably another move coming. Just want to get your general thoughts on if the Pelicans need to make another move this offseason in free agency, and if so, what kind of positions you would target.
I mean, whenever we talk about free agency, you got to give the caveat that, hey, man, you might wake up one morning to see the Bucks cut Damian Lillard out of nowhere. So, I mean, free agency brings its own set of challenges as far as trying to predict what the next day is going to look like. But I would say if you were to ask me if the Pels have any big moves under their belt, I don't think so. I think they feel pretty good about where they are. The Jordan Poole move, bringing in these draft picks, bringing in Kevin Looney to fortify your front court. Like I said, I think they probably want to add one more wing, one more veteran guy to that bench unit. They're going to be making some phone calls in the coming days. But I think they feel pretty good about where they are now. The big question is, again, what's going to happen with these young guys, and can they keep the main guys healthy? Zion Williamson, Trey Murphy, Herb Jones, the main question always with this team. And if they can, when you look around at this roster, man, they got a lot of talent.
And then, Will, we're 9 days away from Summer League. It's such a flurry of stuff because Game 7 of the Finals was basically a week and a half ago, and then all of a sudden you have the draft, and then you have free agency opening up, and then Summer League is right around the corner. I just want to get your thoughts because the Pelicans having those three draft picks, also potentially some second-year players getting involved in Summer League as well, what you're kind of looking for from the team heading to Vegas starting on July 10th?
Yeah, I mean, it seems obvious with Jeremiah Fears, man. I think a lot of times with these Summer League teams, you see the coaches – have a willingness to just, you know, hand the rock to your young guard and let him operate, let him work. And I think you really want to see that from Jeremiah Fears, him run the show, him kind of show what makes him special, making plays, producing those paint touches. I think a lot of times with these really good guards, you see it immediately, right? You don't have to wait and guess if these guys are good. They show it early on. And I think that's what you want to see from Jeremiah Fears, is him just pop off the screen in these games with his athleticism, with his ability to make plays off the dribble. You want to see him get to it. I think potentially Antonio Reeves is going to be out there with him, so he might have some veteran help in the backcourt, bringing a few other guys. But I just want to see Fears pop in these games, and I think that's going to be something to be excited about.
Well, do you think a guy like Yves Missi will take part in the Summer League this year, or nah?
I doubt it, just because, I mean, he's already solidified himself as a starter. Maybe you did, never say never, but I would say Mackovich is a guy potentially who might be out there. But, yeah, I think definitely Derek Queen. We're going to see a heavy dose of Derek Queen for sure.
Always appreciate the time, Will. Thanks so much. What you got cooking up for The Athletic?
Yeah, man, we're still evaluating what's going on with this free agency period, seeing how the chips are falling for the Pelicans team. I think I'm going to be writing sooner just about the depth chart and how things are looking, and just what the expectation is now with this new team, very young, a lot of athletes, but also a lot of uncertainty. And I think that's what we're going to be covering all offseason with this group.
Awesome stuff as always. Thanks a lot, Will. Have a great night.
Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Will.
The Athletic's Will Guillory joining us there, breaking all things down with the Pelicans. And, yeah, I don't know, Charlie. I worry sometimes, are we being too much of the homers? But the whole thing with Looney just blew my mind when I was seeing so much negativity around the signing there. It seemed like a great rotational veteran piece that has championship experience.
Like, maybe it's I just don't know what universe.
I think it's just easy to pile on the negativity on the Pels.
I guess, but I don't know what universe that bringing in a rotational big that's going to play 20 minutes per game off the bench and provide you the strong defense, rebounding, screening, like doing all the dirty work. What universe is that a D, especially when it's 2 years, $16 million? You're giving the guy $8 million average annual value. It's not a gigantic deal, but Kevin Pelton gives it a D. I don't know. Maybe it is us being a little bit homerish, Steve. I don't understand it. I'm right there with Guillory. I think it's a great move.
Yeah, but with the Pels have a ton approved this season, so do the Saints. So hopefully everybody's got their bulletin board material or, you know, whatever it is to help fuel them that extra to go into this year and prove all the doubters wrong, because, man, oh, man, there are a ton of naysayers. We're going to take a break here on Sports Talk. Return with even more right after this on WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Getting close to winding out this hour, so we're going to head right to that Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line. Mark in Minnesota, what you got for us today, man? How you doing?
Hey, gentlemen, how are you? I live in Minnesota, but I'm actually in Uptown right now. But I wanted to call to get the inside scoop in the sports world in New Orleans about this NHL expansion into New Orleans. Tell me what you know and who an ownership group might even be.
That's a great question on the ownership group, but I've been hearing that the New Orleans is definitely one of five cities that the NHL is potentially looking to expand into. Among them are also Atlanta, Houston, Indianapolis, and Austin. And I don't know, to me, the Atlanta, they already had a franchise over there and ended
up...
It didn't work.
Wasn't it the Thrashers?
Right, exactly.
That was before my time. But
I just don't see them going back into that market. I could see, though, Austin or Houston seems like it makes a lot of sense.
Houston definitely makes a lot of sense because there's only the one team in Texas, and that's Dallas. And it feels like the NHL's been more willing to kind of make these moves to these southern towns. Like, obviously, the Florida Panthers are stationed in Miami.
Yeah.
Right? And they've won back-to-back Stanley Cup Finals. And then, you know, Dallas has been very competitive in recent years as well. Vegas, the expansion team, out in the desert. Hockey in the desert, and it worked out. Why can't hockey in the bayou work out? I think it would be a lot of fun to have an expansion
I know we had,
in New Orleans.
When I first moved down here, there were the Brass were still around.
Yes.
But then that didn't end up staying too much longer. So we've had minor league hockey here. Curious to know, like, what attendance was like for that. But, you know, if we talk about all the time, if you win, the fans are going to come support you, but it would be definitely a tougher market, I think, to sell hockey to here in New Orleans. Although I'm curious about the interest in the fans of this area, if they would come out and support an NHL team for a pretty long season.
It's definitely fascinating. As you mentioned, Steve, I think Houston's probably the most likely. I've heard Atlanta is likely as well, but I don't think that would work out given the history of the Thrashers and how it didn't work out when they last went to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Houston makes a lot of sense to me because you add that second team in Texas, right, outside of the Dallas Stars. We'll see if they end up doing Houston. New Orleans is in that conversation, which is exciting enough. But as far as kind of any insider information that's popped up about New Orleans getting that expansion franchise, we haven't heard anything just yet. You know, it's going to be interesting to follow because the NHL has been moving these teams. Like, they've added Vegas. Most recently, Utah was an expansion team because they moved the Coyotes from Arizona. So it's definitely fascinating to follow. And the NHL...
The Las Vegas Golden Knights, they've been successful.
Yeah, the Golden Knights won a championship.
I think the
like
Kraken have been doing all right.
Seattle, that was the other expansion team that I think arrived in like 2021. And then most recently, the Utah Mammoth is 2024. So NHL is kind of making these moves. Hmm. It's definitely interesting to kind of follow from an outsider's perspective. But just the fact that New Orleans is involved and kind of listed among these other like major cities is definitely really fun. And we'll just kind of have to follow and see how it goes.
You know, I mentioned minor league hockey we had here. You know what I missed too, Charlie? The minor league baseball. Going to Zephyrs or Baby Cakes games, whatever you want to call it. Sad that we, I mean, there's a rugby squad there at least now, but the Toronto Airline, no more baseball.
Yeah, I know. I kind of missed it too. But I do take the pretty much annual trip out to Houston to catch a weekend series. So I still get my fix. And then we also made it out to the box. And we've talked about how LSU baseball is the major league baseball team in Louisiana multiple times before. And our trip out there for the Super Regional this past year was a lot of fun, too, Steve.
Taking a break, we'll give you an update on one of those former LSU Tigers, Paul Skeens, pitching against the St. Louis Cardinals. So stay tuned right here on WWL after the break. Paul Skeens threw 4 2/3 innings right now, has given up 5 hits, 1 walk, struck out 5, but no runs. The bad part, Pittsburgh Pirates have scored no runs either. So in top 5 right now, 0-0 locked in Pittsburgh between the Cards and Pirates. We'll be back with more sports talk after the breaks, heading out to the top of the hour news. Then we'll get into some LSU baseball talk with Cokie Riley from The Advocate and Times-Picayune in the next hour. Talk to you then, folks. Be right back after our news break here on WWL. Who dat?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping, whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.